way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
Lock on if you're hard enough, if your belief is strong enough, but come on. If you've had enough and you wanna change the world, come on. Make the sacrifice, take chain and ring and lock device. Lock on until the TRG saw right on through your arm. I say lock on. To understand your point of view, with this bulldozer shall never move, no matter what they do. I'm never gonna let go, never gonna let go, always shall be true. I say knock on, my will is strong.
Good evening. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. And you are listening to Subversion 1312 or 1312 or stands for All Cops Are Bastards. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thanks to the New Zealand show, I'm always amazed at the variety of music that New Zealand has to offer.
Yeah, it's very diverse. There was some really, like, hardcore metal at the end there.
Yes.
And then you've got, you know, Bic Runga. You know, the music in New Zealand just runs the gauntlet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like they're normal people. Like, it's a normal part of just society.
Yes.
Think about that. The song you just heard
was sounded like Lancôme, the makeup brand.
It was close. Like,
was it about makeup?
It was about looking on to forests and
lock
stuff.
On.
Yeah. You were close. Like, yeah. And that was by In Search.
Lock on to rainforests.
Yeah, to trees and.
Oh yeah, like tie yourself to a tree with some chain.
Yeah. Yeah,
cool.
Tie yourself to trees, anything.
Tie yourself to anything.
Once to a piggery I locked on.
Did you really?
To a piggery, yes.
Which piggery?
It was the UQ at Gatton.
UQ have a piggery?
Yeah, they have an agricultural section.
Where they murder pigs.
Where they keep them in really bad conditions.
Yeah. Oh, and where is that piggery now?
In Gatton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah.
So you're locking yourself to it. Did it help?
Yeah, everything helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a little spot here to play about pigs.
Well, that's...
Coincidentally.
Coincidental.
Yeah, so here we go.
Pigs are intelligent.
Everybody's crying today. It's the same every day. I wish I could close my eyes and not wake up. Then I wouldn't hear it anymore.
It is commonly accepted that a pig has the intelligence of a three-year-old child. Please help us end the horrific practices of the Australian pork industry. Be a voice for animals at animalsaustralia.org.
It never stops.
It's almost like they're trapped in a cave, Mark.
The pigs?
Yeah.
Well... Are they going to send some Navy SEALs to rescue them?
Yeah, probably not. Probably the whole world's not going to be... is not interested in the plight of pigs.
In a cave.
But yeah, how old were these soccer players?
Oh, like 12 to 16.
Oh, it's close to...
The age of the pigs?
Yeah, close to the mental age of the pigs.
I think if there were 12 pigs trapped in a cave... I think that would be pretty newsworthy.
Yeah, people would care about 12 pigs trapped in a cave.
Yeah.
But they don't care about pigs trapped in factory farms.
No, there's something about being trapped in a cave that's a lot more newsworthy.
And that's just the way the world is. And talking about news, we've got a new segment, and it's called Not the Fucking News. Language warning.
Oh.
So, Submedia... have a segment called The Fucking News, and I was trying to think of what to call our segment, and I realised that it's perfect, Not the Fucking News. And
well,
I believe...
What is it then? How can we think about it?
I believe there was some sort of comedy on Australian TV called Not the News.
That sounds familiar.
So, yeah.
I don't think I've seen it, but it sounds familiar.
Yeah, so we're paying homage to that and also... Submedia. So we've got that coming up, and also a report from Germany where they're seeing the introduction of new laws which increase police powers and mean that some people can be locked up for like 3 months without any charges. Yeah, so we've got that, and we've also got Submedia, The Fucking News. Plus, this week is NAIDOC Week, celebrating Aboriginal and Islanders people all around Australia. And we will be playing some Aboriginal Indigenous music, as we always try to anyway.
Baker Boy.
Yeah, so that's coming up as well.
Cool.
Yeah, you're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. You're listening to Submedia. No, you're not. You're listening to Subversion. 1312 and Subversion is on 4ZZZ. We're listening to also its podcast on Radio for All and Subversion 1312.
Which is what this show is.
TK.
Uh-huh.
And it's on the Channel Zero Network, which is channelzeronetwork.com. This is an old favourite by Against Me. Baby, I'm an Anarchist. Subversion 1312.
What a nice little ditty.
Baby, I'm an anarchist.
Uplifting, heartwarming.
It's one of my favourites. And actually, so is that Insurge song about looking on, not about makeup.
Nope. Learned that the hard way.
You've been embarrassed, weren't you, Mark?
A little bit.
Yeah. Now we have the new segment. Doo-doo-doo. Not the news.
Approval has been given for a 6-meter baby Trump blimp to fly over London when he makes his first visit there as US president on Thursday. The approval came after thousands signed a petition and a crowdfunding campaign raised more than £16,000. There are strict rules around the flight, and organisers still have to meet with police and civil aviation authorities to finalise plans to ensure the stunt goes ahead. The anti-fascist group who have organised the balloon say it will hold up a huge mirror of truth to the world and describe Trump as a dangerous excuse for a president. There's also a huge Stop Trump rally scheduled for Thursday in central London. In an interesting example of the way trade and money affect world health issues, the US has bullied countries at the World Health Assembly into supporting their changes to a resolution on breastfeeding. America wants to protect the profits of companies that make infant formulas, so they sought to remove terms which worked against this aim, discounting decades of research and actually just common sense that breast milk is best for infants. According to diplomats and government officials, when the US didn't get their changes through, they resorted to threats. Ecuador was the first of a list of South American countries which folded after being threatened with punishing trade measures and the withdrawal of crucial military aid. Poor African countries also withdrew from sponsoring the resolution, fearing retaliation. During the deliberations, some American delegates even suggested the United States might cut its contribution to the World Health Organization, several negotiators say. Eventually, Russia stepped in to introduce the measure, and the US did not threaten them, but after 2 days of meeting, some language in the resolution was changed. Saudi Arabian singer and rapper Lisa A's latest music video, which celebrates the lifting of the long-standing ban on women driving in her homeland, has gone viral. The track, which features Lisa A driving a car, rapping on the busy road, and even offering lifts, has already racked up several thousand shares on Instagram and more than 1 million views on YouTube since it dropped last week. Hey, let's go nasty. Let's go nasty. تحسبني أمزح هاي لتكون ناسي إنه اليوم عشرة يعني ما في تكاسي الطارة بين يدي الدعسة تحت رجلي ما بطلب أحد يوصل لي حخدم نفسي بنفسي الرخصة جاهزة معايا شدي الحزام فوق العباية وانتي مش خلي عينك على الرصيف وعين على المراية آرتي رجعي ودي سيدة انتبهي من كل حديدة لو كانت فوت ولا كرسي لحياتك ما بتكون سعيدة تعالي مريني وديني جيبيني كده بيخرب الخطة لو تبوني أجيكم لازم كل واحدة تدفع القطة قطة البنزين فيها لا تستهين دين وإذا رقبتي ولا دفعتي هذا عليك دين انتبهي تسكي الباب بقوة ده كان زمان دحين تكفي الباب بقوة أربطك بحزم الأمان كريم أوبر كيف حالك أربطك بحزم الأمان سال لكل ولد Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda-backed militant terrorist group in Somalia, has released a statement through their media outlet, Radio Andalus, banning the usage of plastic bags in their territories. Simultaneously, an independent website that is supportive of the group printed that Al-Shabaab has also banned the logging of native trees. The ban has been implemented since the use of plastic poses a serious threat to the well-being of humans and animals alike. This environmentally conscious move follows other, more traditionally terroristic bans on Western music, cinemas, smartphones, and fiber optic devices, satellite devices, and humanitarian organizations. Some of these are arguably good to ban. In the past, Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups have also criticized American environmental policies and introduced tree-planting initiatives. These moves are sought to be stunts to win over the hearts and minds of the population, much like a lot of the greenwashing that goes on globally. However, Al-Shabaab tend to finance their own operations largely through the illegal sale of ivory. The team behind Melbourne not-for-profit restaurant Lentil as Anything has opened a free grocery store, the Inconvenience Store. Food that would otherwise go to waste is donated. Customers can stock their bags with food, ranging from fruit and vegetables to bread and some packaged items. They can leave a donation in a wooden box on the way out. We're living in a mean time, in an aggressive time, a painful time, a time where cynicism rots the vine, in a time where violence blocks the sunshine lifetime. Kill a murderer with a lethal syringe, so I ask again, are we peace lovers then, some of them slang guns when they 6 years old, some of them end up in some sick nation, take over television and radio station, bomb bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication, bomb bomb. As we heard in an interview with an Indonesian anarchist a few weeks ago, 69 people were arrested during the May Day demonstrations held in Yogyakarta. This is an update on their situation from Palang Haitam, anarchist Black Cross, Indonesia. The anarchist prisoners in Yogyakarta have still not faced court proceedings. According to the information received, the anarchist prisoners should have been transferred to Cirebon prison in Sleman on June 29. However, the planned transfer was cancelled and the period of detention at Polda, Yogyakarta, has been extended until July 30 on the grounds of further investigation. The anarchist Black Cross thinks the extended investigation process is due to the case being politicised. It is evident the May Day action was an act of opposition against the government. One of the prisoners was taken to hospital with minor illnesses, but is now recovering and is even trying to cheer up the other prisoners. The others are in good health despite the pressure they are under from police and the state. Unfortunately, the dream we carry in our hearts is too great to avoid the risk of finding ourselves up against a monstrous wall of authority raised in defence of the state and capital. Nicola Gaye. Indonesian Anarchist Black Cross are selling t-shirts for fundraising. Prisons are for burning. The proceeds of the sale will be used in legal and medical work of the Black Cross, especially helping anarchist prisoners in Yogyakarta who were arrested during the May Day action when raising the rejection issue of the new Yogyakarta International Airport and feudalism. For more information, you can email civilrebellion@riseup.net. Also, PALANG_HITAM on Instagram and the website PALANGHITAM.noblogs.org.
As global warming becomes more of a concern, all of us in the petroleum industry are doing what we can to show that we care about the environment. Many of us have changed our logos from something like this to this. See, it looks like a flower.
And we in the plastics industry are doing our part by putting the word recyclable on all of our products. Where to recycle, how to recycle, or what to recycle it into haven't been thought of yet. But we're spending millions researching where on our product the recycle logo is the most visible.
And I'm wearing a sweater instead of a suit, so I must love nature. And look where I'm standing. Isn't it beautiful? Now when you think of oil refineries, hopefully you'll think of this.
We're doing our part to look environmental, but we need you to meet us halfway and believe we're environmental, even when we lobby against pollution restrictions like the Kyoto Accord.
So when you hear about an oil spill that's killing thousands of birds, or an oil spill that's destroying marine life, or any oil-related disaster, think of deer playing in a field in slow motion.
Look, dolphins! The more you think about these things, the less you're thinking about the island of plastic garbage in the middle of the Pacific that's twice the size of Texas.
Because a clean ocean is a great photo opportunity.
For the children. This message from the Canadian Resource Association of Petroleum and Plastic Producers. You can't spell greenwashing without green.
That little spot there was following on from the Not the Fucking News segment. And I played that spot there about greenwashing because we heard in the Not the Fucking News segment, language warning, about how a terrorist group has come out and banned plastic bags the same week as Queensland and parts of Australia banned plastic bags, and everyone was getting all up in arms about it. Uh-huh. This story turned up, and I was like, that looks like satire.
It does. It was such a humorous headline, really. Like, did you read it?
Yeah, because I reported on it just now.
Wow.
Yeah. From several sources, I read it, so definitely it's happening. But my question is...
It's actually happening.
Yeah. My question is, and I said there that the terrorists, they're probably doing it to gain popularity with the population, and it's much like...
Coles and Woolies.
And governments all around the world do that. So are the terrorists like
Coles? Or are Coles like terrorists?
Yeah.
Well, all good questions. You know what? They're going to make heaps of money from it.
Yeah.
And it's probably not really going to help the environment because people are going to buy those other plastic bags for 15 cents.
Yeah.
Anyway.
People, yeah. There's not a lot of education about it. People don't care. And
I mean, I quite like the 15-cent bags because I leave one in my car and then it's my car bin. It's good for that.
Yeah. That's what... I've got a whole lot of those grey plastic bags in the car ready for...
No, they're not as good as car bins, though.
Yeah.
Because they're too flimsy. Whereas the big, like, 15-cent white ones...
Yeah.
They're great for car bins.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Car bins.
Yeah.
Car bins.
Yeah. Yeah. Car bins.
So, the jury is in or out? No, the jury is...
The case is
finished. Definitely the supermarkets are going to make lots of money out of selling these bags and even those thicker bags, and they're all made out of plastic still, and it's only a tiny percent of the actual single-use plastic that there is, because there's all the takeaway containers and all the food wrapping and everything, so...
There's a lot of plastic around.
Yeah.
What about all the bottles? You go into the drink aisle, there's like shelves and shelves of bottles. Hundreds of them. And it's in every Coles, every Woolies in Australia. And people buy them. So many of them all the time. That's a problem, you know?
Bottles, wrapping.
Yeah.
Takeaway containers.
But you know what? You know, you go to the dog park and your dog does a poo and you get one of those plastic bags to pick it up, they're biodegradable.
Well, a lot of the bags that shops sold, like IGA and other independent shops, sold biodegradable bags. And now they're not allowed to sell biodegradable bags.
Why not?
Because they're... So it's the bags that are a certain thickness, like if... It's only the bags that are quite thin that are banned. The thicker bags banned. Yeah.
Okay, so if it's too thin, it's banned.
Yeah. If it's thin and if it's like the ones that Coles gave out, billions of Coles in other supermarkets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're banned. But the bigger bags, the thicker bags that clothing shops give out.
Yeah.
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 And the ones that are now being sold.
15 cents.
Yeah. They're not banned.
Yeah. See, a couple of years ago, Target had bags that you could buy for 15 cents. And they were biodegradable and they were a bit stretchy. They were a bit weird and they didn't last very long. They don't sell them anymore. But they tried back then.
Yeah, they backed down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently by next year, Target's going to be doing it, banning the bag.
Yeah. Well, if we can do biodegradable, that'd be great. But the problem is when you get the dog bag, the dog poo bag... Sometimes they break.
Really?
Like, because of oxidization. Because if you leave one tied to your dog's dog leash, and then the next week you come back and you expect it's going to be okay, it's not. Because it's already got holes in it.
Yeah, I don't believe you that it goes that long. But today, we've got a dog whose name's Claude. He's here in the studio. And today, this is what I've worked out. When he starts to do a poo, pick him up, put him in the garden. Because he's only a little dog, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But you put him in the garden, he poos in the garden, and then cover it over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to use like it. Saves plastic.
In the garden.
Yeah.
Like among the bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the garden, you just cover it over.
So it just becomes manure.
Yeah. Because that's much better for the environment. And if anyone gets angry at me because I didn't pick up the dog poo that's in the garden, I'm going to say, like...
It's your own garden, isn't it?
No, other people's gardens. But it's better to...
So Claude, he's doing poos in other people's gardens. You're making him do poos in other people's gardens.
On the footpath.
On the footpath?
No, they're gardens that are public on the footpath.
On the nature strip?
The gardens that are beside the footpath or they're in the park.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're getting him to do poos in there.
And covering them over. No one knows anything. They're just covered over poo.
Well, how do you know they don't know anything?
Well...
What if they know and they're really angry about it?
Yeah, well, if they are, I'm going to give them a lecture and tell them that it's much better than plastic.
Think of the environment.
Using plastic, yeah. Yes. So we said that it's NAIDOC week, and that means that there's lots of events happening around Australia, and it also means we're going to try and play a bit more Indigenous music on 4ZZZ, and we are on 4ZZZ. So we're going to play some Indigenous music.
Great.
This is by the Bowra Boys, and it's called How's It Feel Cuz.
Who is this doing this? It's just a funky brother from the Bowra Mish. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz. How does it feel, cuz? I got to grow on Bowra Boys to feed. And every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what? You can handle the truth. Face my reality. To rely idly. Fuck their happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy. Who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder. The Northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black. Lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. Here is irreputable. Black is beautiful. My flow is energetical, aboriginal. Servers like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know, hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Bowra Mish. It's the who's that on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz. How does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz. How does it feel, cuz? Now money ain't nothing for that brother who never had none. So this is not about the Wallong. Even though I got the bills to kill, I got the skills to spill. You know I can't stand still. All the way from Barraville to Broadway. Found my thrills, getting it on and doing it my way. Traveling back roads and byways on the town. Underground, hip-hop highway. Now by the way, what I mean is what I say. Is what I eat, fresh food for the thought. Music is my recipe. Like these do honey, money attracts a lot of phones. Like an original flows. But this is not about the money or the fame. So please forget my name already. Inviting all the mob to the after party with the freshest of the fresh, the dopest, no hocus pocus. Super color brother linguist bringing this explosive. Energetic monster plan, I coach a genuine program. It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I ring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz. How does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I ring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz. How does it feel, cuz? Been here before, here I come again. Swinging it like a ball, bouncing off a padded wall. With a method to my madness, I will catch it, let it fall. Here's the call, come on, come on. I'm bringing original fat beatback rhymes from the mind of a survivor. Staying alive for more than 40,000 Saturday nights. But don't call me Travolta when I'm on the mic. I shine like the night. On Black Fuller's time, I arrive. Rocking it up and locking it down and bringing it tight. Alright, I think it's time to like turn down these lights. Turn your lights down low. It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz. How does it feel, cuz? It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz. How does it feel, cuz? Booty gungo ways on these rhymes, I sleep tight. Many out there like bed bugs trying to bite. But you be needing teeth tougher than Mrs. Marsh to get a bite of my style. Champion radio riders could not really ride my wild style. Yeah, with just a flick of the wrist, twist of this tongue. I'm throwing off all comers one by one, step by step. By the time I'm done, I'm making everybody want come. Join the party for your right to fight for freedom.
Bobby. Now I don't mean to intrude or ruin the vibe, but if your pop's dead then we must be renewing his life. If you ain't part of the solution then please move to the side, for success doesn't sleep, bitch, and neither do I. See the powers in the people keeping the movement alive, fighting the people in power who keep removing their rights. We want results, not excuses and lies. Somebody tell Taku this beat's ill, Lucy in the sky, get it?
Wake up.
Ah, forget it, whatever was said, I meant it, cause I meant what I said when I said it. Every extra merit of credit was well worth the effort, especially when I could've just said effort instead. If you're giving credit to where credit is given, then give them credit. The unexpected should be expected, so just expect it. Hence the message sent is to step your game up. I ain't hating, I'm just saying, man, it's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up. I'm an MC, motivating crowds with my control. Multiply cash in my calculation and mind control. Massive companies mutilate continents, mining coal. The way I make certain metaphors connect is mighty cold. Many celebrate my constant meticulous concepts, master ceremonies in a militant context. A music connoisseur who must complete his mission's content to manifest conversation about their missing conscience. Let the madness commence. This is mental combat with a mass crusader moving silent so they mention contracts. Dreaming in millionaire checks, I'm only making crumbs. So I'ma take my chances when that moment comes. Mesmerizing commentary is the motive cast. Smash competitors like making champagne from Moet cups. My confidence sharp enough to make cuts. I ain't playing, but I'm saying, man, it's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
Just heard from DCP and Wake Up, and before that, Barra Boys with How's It Feel? Cause it's almost 20 minutes to...
10.
10. Thanks, Mark. And I just realized that I don't have this week's episode of the fucking news.
Well, that's okay, because we already did It's Not the Fucking News.
Yeah. So that was going to be a nice juxtaposition, have the fucking news and then, well, not the fucking
we
news.
We should have called this news. Not the fucking news, because we're not doing the fucking news.
Yeah, ba-boom. So...
It's a bit of irony, isn't it?
It is not the fucking
We were able news. To do It's Not the Fucking News, but we can't do It's the Fucking News.
So,
get your head around that.
Have we got some bad cop no donuts?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's have a...
I can't wait to do that.
Listen, it's been ages, and actually, it's been a long time. I've been sick. I was sick for a very long time.
How long?
How long? Like 5 or 6 weeks.
Shit, that's a long time to be sick.
Yeah, so...
Are you feeling better now?
Almost, yeah, pretty much.
Almost back in full swing, but not quite?
No, not quite.
Okay. I think a lot of people are feeling like that. There's a lot of things going around.
Yeah, and... Who can, you know, the world we live in, the country, the way we live, the city, the pollution.
Yeah.
Probably not good for your sinuses.
The Eka's coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's always a bad time for flus. I missed my flu shot.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did it go flying past you?
Yeah.
Did it hit someone else?
They threw it at me and missed it.
Yeah.
Hi, freeze! Police!
Bad.
Bad, 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 bad.
Cough, 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 cough.
No, 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 no.
Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
Bad, cough,
donut, donut.
Bad, 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 bad.
Cough, 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 cough.
No, 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 no.
Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
I'll start this week.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because this story has been bottling up for a while. And so it was quite some time ago that one Saturday sort of lunchtime, I was listening to Electric Crush, Triple Z's show that's on Friday night from 8 till 10, but you can listen back to it on demand. So I was listening back to it.
Yeah.
And I had the stereo on the balcony on, and I'm having a great time. For like half an hour, 40 minutes, maybe.
Uh-oh.
In the middle of the day.
Oh.
And then I got ready to go to IKEA. And I was sitting out the front waiting for my friends. And a police van rocks up. And they park over the road and just sort of looking around. I was like, oh, are they coming for me? And they were. They walked over and they're like, "Were you playing loud music?" So I said, "Oh, yeah." Mm-hmm. And then we had a complaint about loud music. And I was like, there's so much loud. People were loud, playing music.
What time of day is this?
It was like 12:30.
I thought noise restrictions came in at 10:30 at night. I thought that was the guideline that the police had.
Yeah, well, so what I said to them was, like, what about other people? I do it all the time in the middle of the night. And they said, you can complain about them too. So it doesn't actually matter what time of day it is. You can just, I don't know, you can just complain. And there was some other, like, noise. There was some other noise that was really annoying. And I was like, well, that's more annoying. And the dude's like, yeah, yeah. The hipster coffee's like, yeah, yeah, it is. It is more
yeah,
annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, that's what they do. And so I've been thinking about it for a while, and my thoughts now are that perhaps a real estate agent was trying to have an open house.
Oh.
Maybe that was it. And maybe that's why the cops came so quickly too. Like, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, half an hour. It seems unreasonable. Yeah. But that totally makes sense, because it's not like you've played loud music in your house before and haven't had the police.
No.
It was kind of a exceptional thing that happened.
And like the night before you were playing loud music in the middle of the night. Maybe that annoyed people. Then the next day they were like, that's it, that's enough.
Well, you know what? Music is a good thing. It brings the community together.
That's right. We love it.
Mm.
What else is happening?
Well, this is from the Daily Mail. Several New South Wales police officers have allegedly been caught with their hands in plenty of illegal activities, a new report has revealed. The Police Integrity Commission's annual report detailed 1,178 complaints against New South Wales police officers in the last year. The long list of misconduct allegations facing New South Wales police officers include supplying drugs, taking bribes, destroying and tampering with evidence, and associating with bikies. All kind of things we already assume they do, really.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Boom. Oh, I did it again.
In one case, a senior constable is facing accusations of being involved in running illegal brothels. The officer, who was based in the Sydney metropolitan area, was also allegedly receiving large payments from overseas that were transferred into his own account. The Integrity Commission launched an investigation into the senior constable, Operation Snowshoe, in 2015. The investigation found enough evidence against the officer to be able to refer the matter to the New South Wales Director of Public Prosecutions and the Commonwealth DPP to consider charges.
We've talked a lot about the militarisation of the police, and now this week I saw that the Western Australian police are going to be armed with rifles.
Oh, shit.
Maybe the old sort of ones from the farm, like air rifles.
Okay.
Who knows? That's, probably not.
Yeah, well, they'd look really badass, wouldn't they?
Yeah, automatic rifles.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
I can't find it.
Hit me. Well, we might go to a song now.
Hang on. Here's one.
Okay.
All right, let's go to a song.
All right, okay. So during the week, it came out that there was a company in America, a T-shirt company, which was using the image of Dylan Voller, who was in the youth detention in the Northern Territory, and they were using him tied up with a hood on in the chair as part of their T-shirts. So I'm going to play this song now by Kira Vola, and it's called Fool.
Hey, baby, do you think I love you? Oh, that ain't true. And do you think I need you? Oh, that ain't true either. And do you think I want you? Oh, what makes you think that? Because you're thank you.
just after 15 minutes to 10 o'clock, which means it's not 15 minutes, it's just before 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, time only exists on Earth. It doesn't exist in the universe. Mm, so
time's an illusion. I mean, clocks were made for slaves.
It's nearly 10 to 10 on Earth.
Mm.
Okay, continuing with Bad Cop No Donut, legal moves to increase police powers in the name of fighting terrorism are hardly new territory in Europe. The UK's 2016 Investigatory Powers Act is one recent example. Emmanuel Macron's 2017 anti-terrorism law, which ended France's state of emergency by writing many of its provisions permanently into law, is another. But when Germany starts granting its police sweeping new powers of surveillance, arrest and detention, the symbolic and constitutional implications are extremely concerning.
And there's been protests in Germany. Mm-hmm. And we have a report from Riot Total, our European correspondent, about that now.
After the German state of Bavaria adopted a new police law where people can be detained without any charges for up to 3 months, and these 3 months can even be extended. Now the state government of North Rhine-Westphalia and some other states are also working on new police laws. In the new proposed police law in North Rhine-Westphalia, the police can detain people for up to 1 month without any charges, just because the police says, well, we think he is a possible danger. Then they also want to introduce Taser. They want to expand video surveillance in North Rhine-Westphalia. But they also want to do more racial profiling. When the new police law in North Rhine-Westphalia, when Parliament will vote to implement it, the cops can also ban people from certain areas. They also can tell them whom they can have contact and who not. And this also without any charges. Resistance is growing in Germany against all these new police laws. In Bavaria, there was a very big demo in May with 40,000 people. And for July 2022, people are mobilizing for another big demo in Munich. And last Saturday, July 7th, there was a demo with about 20,000 people in Düsseldorf, which is the capital of the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia.
New police law in Düsseldorf, Germany. I don't know how many people are here, but there are thousands and thousands. What you are hearing now is ultras, fans of the soccer team from the FC Cologne. As you might know, soccer fans know a lot about police violence. And there are ultras from different German teams here, but also antifas, anarchists, and many, many groups from civil society to protest against the new police law in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia in Germany, which allows the cops to detain people for a month without any charges. And there are many, many more repressive measures the cops can do if this new law becomes reality. And, at least many, many people took the streets today or are still taking the streets today to protest against this new law. Nationalism is no alternative block now.
block of Antifa groups, which is also protesting against a new police law. They just passed the police headquarters. So a lot of cops here also, but the cops don't seem to interfere at all. Probably because there are too much people at this demo. Sound truck just told us 18,000 people. 18,000 at this demo in Düsseldorf against new police law today. Now a Samba group is passing police headquarters in Düsseldorf. And this demo just doesn't seem to end. Still going strong.
This new police law can be considered as part of the formation of the authoritarian state. One of the leading CSU politicians, the ruling party in Bavaria, but this party is also part of the German federal government. Alexander Dobrindt, he spoke about a conservative revolution. What he actually means is a fascist takeover. The CSU is nowadays an openly fascist party, really making a lot of policies against migrants and refugees, but also the ones who are pushing these new police laws. And their sister party, CDU, is now following them in North Rhine-Westphalia and other German states. But there are even states where the Social Democrats, the SPD, is also pushing for new police laws. The resistance against these authoritarian new laws is spreading fast across Germany. Apart from the 20,000 people that took the streets in Düsseldorf on Saturday, there were also 12,000 people against the European border closures and criminalization of life savers at the Mediterranean Sea. So 12,000 people in Berlin, but there were many demos on Saturday across Germany against these new policies. Apart from the 20,000 in Düsseldorf, there were 21,000 in other cities, especially against the European border policies. But also the German government is pushing to adopt new laws against migrants and refugees. So civil society woke up. Many anarchist groups and other left-wing groups are also organizing resistance. So the coming months, there will be a lot of actions and protests. And we hope that the resistance is continuing to spread and to get more effective. And of course, it will be necessary to have a diversity of tactics. So at the moment, the movement is really united, and we hope that it will stay that way and that we are able to build up pressure against the formation of the authoritarian state.
Thanks to Riot Total.
Thank you.
For that. And you can go to enoughisenough.org. I think it is, or just search for Enough is Enough. And you can find more information about the police in Germany and lots of stuff all around the world. And it's great to have that piece to play today. It is almost 10 o'clock.
Great. Earth. You know, on Earth, not out in the universe. So, you know what's coming up next?
Nothing but the blues
with the Colonel.
Yeah.
And this is a good time to remind everybody to subscribe. Just go onto the 4ZZZ website and you can get all the prices and all the benefits of subscribing. And you get the warm feeling of helping out a local community radio station.
And we've got Radiothon coming up in August, I think it is.
Yeah, I love Radiothon time. Yeah, yeah. It's just such a good time around
here.
It's
like a party.
It's a constant party.
Woo-hoo. Yeah,
everyone gets into it.
Yeah, of course, life around here is a constant party, you know, all the time, constantly.
Life?
Constant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week from 9 o'clock. Check out our website and download our podcasts. I looked today, and the latest podcasts have been downloaded almost 1,000 times.
It's a lot.
Amazing. While I was sick, I didn't notice. And then, wow, there we go.
Whoa.
Check out Subversion 1312 online, autonomousactionradio.com, facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
That violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.